seat. Have a seat. All right. Hey, hang on. We'll get there. We'll get there in a second. Hang on. Give me some time. Hush. I wanna talk to you tonight. Honestly, this is, I'm gonna be very, very open and transparent with you. Usually I use an iPad or I have super, super nice typed notes out and a bunch of illustrations. That's not the case today. This sermon was written on the back of a flyleaf of an announcement on a night bus. It was written on the night bus. And it actually was something I wanted to preach to my young men that the Lord allows me to serve with on a night bus. It might be a little simple message. By the way, I'll just say this. Don't be scared of night bus. You can come on, guys. You guys don't have to. You don't got to go out to eat every Sunday night and hang out there. You say, but they preach heresy on there. Not like the heresy, the hypocrite life that you live. But that's okay. We're not going to go there. And I was driving the bus, as some of you need to do. I was driving a bus, and I looked up in the mirror. And as I looked up in the mirror, our night bus was packed, and it was full. And we've got the Lord's given us a ton of junior hires this year, you know. A bunch of my high schoolers graduated or moved on. And, man, but we've got a ton of these little, especially junior high boys. And so I was driving. I was looking up where Dan Ryan. And then in the middle of it all, my heart broke. And my heart broke because of this thought that I want to leave with you today. Did these kids today hear the name the Lord Jesus Christ? Did these kids today hear the name the Lord Jesus Christ? There's that saying by the missionary that no one should hear twice what, no one should hear once what some have heard twice. And I just got deeply convicted as I'm driving that bus, looking up in the mirror, thinking, I wonder how many kids today heard the name the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in a training institution. We're in a Bible college. And so a lot of the preaching that we have is preaching trying to teach or correct or inspire or encourage or motivate. I get that. But I think sometimes we're in the teaching mode, the inspiring mode. We're in the mentoring mode so much that we forget why we do that. And that's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ ought to come from your lips on a daily basis. It ought not be forgotten. Number one, because you have a privilege to say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, because you are a debtor. You owe your salvation to the Lord Jesus Christ. And for you to go a day without so much as mentioning the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, there are people across the world. I see this missionary visiting from India. There are people from across the world who, if they so as to mention the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they jeopardize their lives, their ministries, their careers. And so I want to just kind of refocus. When I worked in business, we did what was called recurrent training. Pilots do recurrent training. Nurses and doctors do recurrent training. What they do is they go back to step one, and they make sure that they're doing everything just as they learned it in the original. The military does recurrent training over and over. And so this morning, if you'll allow me just about 20 minutes, let's do a little recurrent training. Let's get back to what is most important. Let's get back to the why of ministry, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you this morning on four simple points. On, listen, on just this little statement about the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The importance of having Him be a part of your life. A lot of you are in this bubble. And in this bubble, you feel like you know God. You feel like you walk with God. But in reality, you're just in the bubble. It is the bubble that makes you feel like you know God. But in reality, deep down in your heart, you don't know God. Deep down in your heart, you know that there's no viable relationship in your life with the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a lot to offer. And there's four things that the Lord Jesus Christ brings. I'm going to tell you. It's almost like I'm almost preaching to an unsaved crowd. I'll wrap it up in the bottom. But there's four things that I see that the Lord Jesus Christ brings to a life. Would you go with me to the book of Hebrews, please? Hebrews chapter 1. And this is it. First thing is that Jesus is so much better. He is so much better. Look what the Bible says in verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. I'm in Hebrews 1 verse 3. And upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins. Sat down in the right hand of the majesty on high. Being made so much better than the angels. As he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. He is better. He's majestic. His name's above all names. He is the best. Look what the Bible says. If you'll go down to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. We look at the scriptures there in Hebrew, and it tells us a few things. It says that, listen, he is on majesty. He is better. He is God. Not only that, he is our sacrifice. He is the one that was crowned with glory and honor. Why? So that he could taste our death. Hey, listen, I want to remind you that maybe you've forgotten who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Maybe you've forgotten in your life that he is the best. He's not an option. He is all in all. It's not Jesus or something else. It's Jesus. Let us as Bible college students get back to the reminder that it is all about Jesus. Everything you do. I don't want to fill a bus so that I can get a pat on the back or win an award. I want to fill a bus because I want his house to be full. I want to win somebody to the Lord, not to pose and do a little selfie about, you know, Kamir came to the Lord today. No, I want to do not a selfie. I don't do selfies. Men don't do selfies. But anyhow, I don't want to post something. Listen, now you're all going to go through my Facebook and see if you find this, me a selfie, right? All right. But listen, we do it because that his house may be full. We do it for his honor and his glory. Don't forget that. In a Bible college, it's real easy to get into the competition mode where it's about, I got to beat this guy. You don't have to beat anybody. You got to beat yourself up. You've got to get closer to the likeness and the image of what the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to be. Jesus is better. The world needs Jesus. If you'd really believe that, you would, that name, the Lord Jesus Christ, would come out of your mouth many times a day. Did you know, listen to me, did you know the world, many of them not having been saved, you know they use the name the Lord Jesus Christ out of their mouth on a daily basis? But to condemn and to curse. How in the world would you allow a heathen use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ out of their mouth more than you would? And by the way, it's not just saying or stating. It's about you believing and you wanting to see somebody come to that Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord provides a lot of things. Money provides hope. Go to Psalms 42, verse 5. Psalm 42, 5. We're going to move quickly here. I'm going to give you 4 points. I've got about 8 minutes. Psalms 42, 5. The Bible says, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Hey, and Jesus Christ is the only hope of the world. It's not politics. It's not by making more money. It's not by some athlete getting saved. It's not by some rapper getting saved. All hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Listen, I love what somebody said before. You need to be not a dope peddler. You need to be a hope peddler. And what you're peddling and not peddling, what you're giving away is the Lord Jesus Christ, salvation by grace through faith. Jesus is better. Jesus is hope. He's hope. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Because if you believe that, you would do everything within your power to, you know what, go out and make sure that people know hope. Last night, because I'm a pastor, last night I was in the home till 9 o'clock last night counseling a young couple. And that young lady, 24 years old, just began to weep. And she said, I have never felt love in my life. I've never felt peace. Man, I got to sit there and witness to her. Guess what she needed? Hope. Where's that hope found? Not in a pill. It's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is better. Jesus is better. Jesus, it's better. Hey, and he offers hope. And I know I'm saying this to Bible college students, but I'll wrap it up at the end. A lot of you, Jesus is not better because he was not your first choice today. A lot of you, Jesus is not hope because you're going around whining. You're going around worrying. You're going around depressed and anxious. So he is not hope. Man, Jesus is better. Jesus is hope. Next, Jesus is healing. I don't know that there's a better verse than this. Go to Isaiah. Man, what a great verse. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 and 6. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Did you get that little verse? The chastisement, listen, of our peace was upon him. All the turmoil, all the trouble, all the angst that we suffer in life, he paid for it. He took upon him. So there's not only hope, but man, there's healing. I don't know why, where you're broken. I don't know how you're broken. I don't know how you got broken. But I'm talking to college students, definitely in a crowd this big, we got broken people. And Jesus is not only our hope for eternity, but he's our healer for today. Amen. Offers healing. Boy, I love that next verse. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one of his own on his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. But he was oppressed. He was afflicted. Look, whatever you suffer, whatever you think you're going through, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ paid that price for that. And we got to get to the place back where we as Christian servants understand that Jesus is not good for somebody else. Jesus is good for us. I don't only talk about hope to somebody else. I need hope for me. I need hope for me. I need healing for me. I have to understand that Jesus is better for me. Let's give you the next point quickly. Jesus is our help. Man, I don't know what you do, what you men do, Brother Randy. I don't know what you do when you get angry or frustrated. I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? I'm gonna share with you a little Ricky Gurley thing that I do. But sometimes I get angry, I get frustrated, and you know what I do? I get in my car and I drive and I cry. And I cry and I cry and I cry. I get in my car and I cry. Then I used to go eat, but then I stopped eating. And then I don't eat so much anymore. And man, but I cry. That's the way that's the way, like, you know, I relieve a little pressure. And listen to me. God's our help. When was the last time that you, as a Bible college student, fell on your face and said, God, I need you. Help, God. Man, in the last 2 weeks, I've been very, very busy. I've done 2 funerals in the last 2 weeks. And I remember I did a funeral on Saturday 2 weeks ago in Cicero, Illinois, and I walked in that room, and that room was so hot. I remember as I left, that room was so cold, and I got sick. But I remember as I did this funeral for a 56-year-old man that I met just one time, he had a red shirt on. And I said, man, I like you. I said, you're a real man's man. You'd be wearing a shirt that bright. And he liked me, and I said, I'm a pastor. And I witnessed to him. He got saved. Listen to me. His daughter looked me up online and said, could you come and do my father's funeral? It was weird. It was a Mexican funeral. I walked in there, and they had a stinking banda playing next to the coffin. And they had like all the corridos were being playing, and all these people were dressed like charros. If you know, they're like the cowboys and norteños. And here I am. I'm Puerto Rican. Ooh, I am out of place. And brother, but man, by the time I finished and by the time I did that service, we saw 12 people there come to know Christ. People need hope. People need help. People need healing. Jesus is better. Do you believe it? And then the last one, John 6:35. The last one, Jesus fills that hunger. Amen. Brother Randy, did you hear me? Jesus fills that hunger. Amen. John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And Jesus is so much better. Why in the world would you do, or why in the world would you go to something else that's second rate or second best? Why in the world? Why in the world do you as a Bible college student live without that healing in your life, without that hope in your life, without that help in your life? Why in the world do you, as that young lady told me last night, she says, I just have an emptiness in my heart. And by the way, she's not one. She's one of billions. She's one of billions. We have the answer, but we live like we don't. And my challenge to you this morning, and I'm done, my challenge to you this morning is you need to get back focused on the fact that it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my hope. He's my help. He's my healing. He's my hunger. It's what I want. I want nothing more than to please the Lord Jesus Christ. I want Him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But I honestly hope that I can come to the Lord, and I hope that He would be pleased with what little talent I had and with what little ability I had, that I could come back and give it to the Lord and say, Lord, thank You. Jesus is better. Do you believe that? If you believe that Jesus is better, if you believe that He is the hope of the world, if you believe that He provides healing, if you provide that He is the help, if you believe that He will suffice your hunger, listen to me, it would radically change the way you live. Now, let me wrap it up by saying this. How many of you here need help, need hope, need healing, are hungry, but don't go to the source? How many of you here are not so much as saved? Lost number one, our hope of eternity. Let's take it back. Jesus is better. He's better. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? I will ask, if you do not today know for sure, if you don't have that confidence that the Lord Jesus Christ is your hope, man, would you come? Would you grab a hold of somebody? And would you, as somebody that professes about the hope of Christ, would you come and know Christ? Would you come be saved today? So for the record, there's 400 college students in here. We're all from Christian homes, yes. And it's the easiest place to backslide and the easiest place to leave thinking you're saved when you're not. How many of you say, Brother Ricky, I'm hopeless in some area in my life. I need hope. I need healing. I need hunger. In some area of my life, Brother Rick, as you preach, I see that my lack of trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I see that in my life. Would you raise your hand? Would you raise your hand? Amen. Would you confess it? Would you confess it? Would you tell Him, Lord, help me. Lord, give me hope. Lord, give me healing. Oh, Lord, give me a hunger. How's your hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ? Been 6 weeks, 7 weeks since school started. How's that hunger? How's that hunger? Young people, Jesus is and always will be better.